This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. The Center for Biological Diversity filed a lawsuit against President Trump's administration last week, targeting their plan to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The group is calling for the federal government to investigate the wall's environmental impacts. Joining me to discuss the lawsuit is Randy Seraglio, the Center's Southwest Conservation Advocate. Randy, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Chris.
So federal law requires that the environmental impacts of any major federal project or action should be taken into consideration. So what does the Trump administration have to do before building the wall?
Well, the lawsuit is filed under the National Environmental Policy Act, and that is very much a look before you leap law. So the government is required to analyze the environmental impacts of this proposal before it's implemented.
And researchers have found that construction of security barriers along the border have a negative impact on animal species living there. What species are we talking about, and how could they be affected by the wall?
Well, the impacts of border security policy are so broad and so deep that our lawsuit is actually very broad. It's calling for a comprehensive analysis. There's more than 100 different species in the border region that would be harmed, many of which are threatened and endangered. They're protected under the Endangered Species Act. So some of the biggest ones are jaguar and ocelot. We have a resurgence of jaguars in southern Arizona. So those animals, if they are going to recover from threatened and endangered status, need to be able to expand into territories and home ranges in the U.S.
But it's not only about the wall, though, right? It also has to do with road construction, installation of lighting. What else?
You know, a lot of people don't realize that our border security policy is full-on militarization. I mean, there's forward operating bases, there's high-tech communications towers and surveillance installations out there in the border region. The amount of activity out there is just incredible already. The damage is just going to increase exponentially. All of those impacts need to be analyzed legally. We need a sound scientific analysis of, you know, what are the impacts on all these different species? What is this going to do to the border ecology? And what is it going to do to border communities? You know, how will this affect people who live in the border?
How long do you think it'll take before you hear back about the lawsuit?
Well, the gears of justice are grinding already. We have received an assignment of a federal judge, and the legal process will play out. It will take some time to do that. And, of course, such an environmental impact statement, as broad and deep as the impacts are, will take some years to play out as well.
So how can we protect the U.S. border with Mexico, though, in a way that doesn't interfere with the ecosystems there?
Well, what a lot of people don't realize is that the border now is more secure by far than it's ever been in our nation's history. And, in fact, border communities are some of the safest communities in the United States. El Paso, for instance, consistently ranks at the top in terms of the lowest level of violent crime. It's a complete mischaracterization to look at the southern border and say that it's somehow under siege from Mexico. You know, Mexico is one of our biggest trading partners, and the border region itself is very much culturally and economically interconnected with Mexico. You know, border militarization and border walls, they harm that dynamic. They divide families, they hurt economies, and of course, they've chased thousands of people out into the desert where they've died in harsh conditions. And I think it's pretty clear that the enforcement-only strategy that we've taken to immigration in the last couple of decades is really not working.
Randy Seraglio is the Southwest Conservation Advocate for the Center for Biological Diversity. Randy, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Chris.
I'm Chris Boros. This is KUNM.